My agent called me and said they'd had an offer from Sheffield United, and so we just pondered over it for a couple of weeks, and then I decided that this was a club where I want to play my football.
Why was this the best option for you then?
Well, there was a lot of things. Obviously, I've played in the city before, and I know the fans are passionate about the football down here. Obviously, I've played at the other side. But hopefully the fans will take to me. But like I say, I just wanted to get back playing football. My contract expired with Middlesbrough. Training on your own is not easy. I just love playing football at the end of the day, and that's all I wanted to do.
How tough has that been? Because I think you've been there since about 2004 as a professional, haven't you, to be moving on?
Yeah, I've got good memories of Middlesbrough, and obviously that was where they gave him a chance to be a professional footballer. 2004 was when I made my debut away at Manchester United and went on from there, really. And like I say, I've been there a long time, but new chapter. I'm really looking forward to getting going with Sheffield United.
It's a different type of challenge, isn't it, here?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it's a challenge that I'm looking forward to. At the end of the day, both going for the same thing. Middlesbrough will be going for a promotion, and so Sheffield United. I think with the squad that we've got, training this morning, some good quality, and I think that's going to be the aim for the season, is to get promoted.
When you say you had to sort of think about whether to come here, presumably that means you had offers from elsewhere.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Like it's everything. You get offers. Clubs say they're interested, but they can't make offers at this minute in time. And like I say, I was just fed up with waiting around. And I know it's a massive club, and it's a great club to come and play my football. So it's a challenge that I wanted to take on.
Is that the way it is now? Because we talk about the football downturn and things maybe not happening as quickly as they did because of the finances, etc., of 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a big cutback in football as well, like it has been in the whole of the country for the last few years. The money's not there in football anymore. There has been cutbacks, but like I said, it's nothing I can get involved in, and I'm just here to play football.
So how important was it for you to come to a club that this season have big ambitions of going up?
Yeah, it was massive, yeah, obviously. Probably the biggest club in League One. And they're going to win the league by all accounts, and that's one challenge that I want to be part of and really looking forward to.
As you say, you've already experienced one half of the city. Was that a part in saying, well, I know the territory around here, I know what it's like from both sides?
Yeah, of course, I've been here. I played for 3 months, obviously, at the other side. I didn't even say Sheffield Wednesday down without getting some funny looks. But like I say, I'm looking forward to it. I did play Sheffield Wednesday. I had a good time there. And I really enjoyed the fans. Like I said, they're passionate about the football. It's 50-50 split down the middle of the city. So hopefully I've got to win a few people over and show them that I'm a half-decent player.
I was going to say, at least you've got to hit the ground running regardless.
Yeah, I have, yeah. But like I say, I'm looking forward to it.